Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is his song, otherwise known as Sharon S. Johnson, coming to you with day 19 of Verses of Victory. Once again, that is a song that I wrote each day. I've been playing just a little portion of it, haven't officially introduced it to anyone except my family. But it is called God's Desire, and it is written as if it is a love letter from God to us, how he thinks about us. That is not me singing, my dear niece Alana, but I did write the words and the lyrics, and I'm very proud of that one. So you'll get to hear it eventually. But welcome to day 19. Day 19. Let's see where we are with day 19. We're in Verses of Victory. That is my book that I wrote. It's a 31-day devotional to educate, motivate, and stimulate those who seek victory. We all want some victory, right? Well, we already have it in Christ Jesus our Lord, but sometimes we forget. So this is little daily reminders. We're in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 8 through 9. And we're in the NIV, or New International Version, today. We are hard pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. 2 Corinthians 4, 8 through 9. Man, that's already good news right there. It says, how wonderful to know that when we think we are defeated, it is only temporary. We may be injured, but we shall be healed. We may be bruised, and it may even leave a scar. But that scar just becomes a part of us. It doesn't define us. So how can all of this be? Our Lord makes sure that when we are down, he lifts us back up. When we are low, he makes us high. When others step on us, he orders our steps, that we may rise above it all. And he does this for us, yet knowing how ungrateful and unappreciative we might be. Failing to recognize his involvement sometimes and failing to ultimately give him the praise. Know that whatever you may be going through, it is temporary and our God will fix it. Not only is it within his power to do so, but he also does it lovingly as long as we keep our eyes focused on him. We're going to go to our three P's. That's personalize, practice, and proclaim. Personalize always says, what does this verse mean to you? And does the accompanying devotional, which is my story or my take on the matter, does it remind you of any situation in your own life? Practice, what steps can you take today to bring the victorious meaning of this verse into your life? So what does it mean to you to know that things that are happening may get you down, but you will ultimately be back up again? That maybe those things are temporary because ultimately you do have the victory. And we always close by proclaiming with a prayer, victory over your situation. So please join me. Dear Lord, thank you that even in the midst of trouble and suffering, I can experience every opposite extreme of those difficult situations. Thank you that you can turn all those things around. Help me to remember when I am going through the difficulties of life that there is a better day coming, and give me the patience to last until the better day comes. I declare, Lord, that I can make it through all with your loving grace beside me. Amen. Well, that is day 19. We're moving right along. It lasts 31 days, so we've got a little bit of ways to go, but we're more than halfway done. So I thank you for sticking with me. I hope that you will have a wonderful day, and remember, whatever you're going through that's bringing you down, there is an upside to it, so just hang in there. Bye-bye now.
I will give you new direction. My peace I will provide to give you a brand new life.